Item 34.
Item 34 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational report regarding a professional services contract amendment in the amount of $35,000 from $190,000 to $225,000 with Reinhardt Berner Van Duren SC for the provision of legal representation relating to the downtown transit site and the potential couture project. This item is for passive review and is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Barber.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. And supervisors, this again is a request for another $35,000. This also would come in as a passive review. This is for Reinhardt for work that they've done related to the Couture Project, Downtown Transit Center. This is primarily related to work on the obtaining title and to some extent follow-up on the statute that was passed.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Supervisor Jersey.
First of all, I am going to object very strongly to this one. I think everyone has heard my comments before, so I'm going to try to keep them to the fee issue. This fee will reach over $300,000, and I think this is disingenuous to suggest we're just adding $35,000 now when this is going to become continued services. ECD, the report that we got this month, is they're still working on title issues. This firm, without communicating to the client, that is Milwaukee County's board, drafted and presented two separate statutes, proposed statutes, before the Wisconsin legislature. The last one, for 2.5 miles of the lakefront. I have no idea where this policy-setting board ever asked our attorneys to draft legislation for 2.5 miles of the lakefront. No, it wasn't just the couture site, because the Supervisor Sanfilippo, accused me of opening up the whole third ward to title charges. And I reminded Supervisor Sanfilippo that was his doing because he expanded the representation of this firm from not just the couture. If all we were talking about is the couture and public trust issues, that we could have addressed in the courts. No, it was Sanfilippo's bill that took it to 2.5 miles of the lakefront. I have no idea why Corporation Counsel was not communicating with us. I continue to be very irritated about this entire thing. And quite frankly, this has been a waste of 2 years. Any client doing real estate would be told you start off with a survey and a title report to find out what you're dealing with. We didn't do that. We didn't do an RFP process. And if this committee thinks this is a great road we're going down with regard to the couture, I strongly disagree with you. But I know we are being taken down the primrose path with regard to these attorney fees. And for all kinds of reasons, we are not being communicated with. Now, we did, as a board, approve certain steps along the way, and I understand the county exec then gets to administer. But when they went and took this to Madison over a title dispute, that well got beyond any policy creation that this board ever did. And then when it became 2.5 miles of our lakefront, that's what this firm has been representing us on, all in the name of taking care of title issues. I can tell you, I have strong feelings about this. I personally believe we are in the process now of really representing the extreme wealthy to control the lakefront of Milwaukee County. I'm having no part of it. I have strong feelings about this. I have strong feelings about where we are going right now with this whole process. I think it's unfortunately, I have absolutely nothing to say about the current developer. I certainly wouldn't want to in any way suggest that he's been taking any moves that are not, straightforward. I think the county has taken very bad actions on this. We have not been properly represented as policymakers, and this firm is going to be far in excess of $300,000 by the time they're done with, quote, title issues after this supposed statutory provision that played God and created our lakefront. I know Corp Counsel doesn't agree with me on a lot of that stuff, but I know I'm going to object to these fees. I'm going to vote strongly against them, and I would like to see us stop what we're doing and start over and do it right this time. Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Corp Counsel, who are these people representing?
Did I represent?
No. Number 34.
Reinhardt.
They represent the county, the county corporation.
When last time have they came in front of this Economic Development Committee, Finance Committee, and tell them exactly what they're trying to do?
It was earlier this year, but March maybe? Or
Did we give them the okay or the not? I'm trying to remember. Cause I think I never voted for them. Because this one put the sue us, I realize that. For two miles of the lakefront for title. What title are they looking for? Is they only looking for the Keturah title, or are they doing 2 miles as one of my esteemed colleagues?
Statutory drawing of the line for 2.5 miles.
They worked with the legislature and provided support with the legislature to enact the statute that draws the line basically down the middle of Lincoln.
And we paying for that?
We paid them for that, right. Mm-hmm.
Did we authorize that?
Well,
that's
the dispute. I would say yes, you did.
Can you show me the documents?
That it goes back to that original resolution.
Can you show me the resolution that we said we want them to draw the lines for 2.5 miles?
The resolution said to resolve the issue.
That was a state.
Title issue on the couture was the resolution.
Can you please give me a copy of that?
Sure.
And go over that so I can say. Because I really... Mr. Chair, I would like to lay this over to the next meeting.
Well, Supervisor,
we can't lay it over, right?
If we take no action, just pass the review process.
Oh, well, I understand now.
So
I got to do.
Either we pass it, reject it, or do nothing about it.
I just make the motion. I know what I'm doing.
Supervisor, pardon me? I didn't hear the motion.
Committee clerk and I, we took the motion from Supervisor Jurczyk as a motion to reject.
Supervisor Jurczyk moves
motion
to reject.
My motion is to reject.
Okay. Well, I've written that down. Supervisor Jurczyk moves to reject. Item 34.
But I'm glad it was clear.
Supervisor Bowman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we know exactly how much of the fees are associated with, them doing the work for the law change, the state law change on the lakefront for 2 miles?
I don't have that number off my head. They started out by drafting a complaint. I think they felt that the basis for a complaint might not be that strong. That got them going on the statutory idea. Others got interested in the statutory idea, but I don't have a breakdown.
That was the only thing I wanted to see if we can get clear, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to reject item number 34, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the listening audience, can we be reminded, so under these new rules where we have to do this so-called passive review, so if we do not object, then it goes through. Mm-hmm. And if we do object, well, then what?
And it goes to the board.
It goes
to the county board.
The full county board.
Board day.
We then, together, united, whatever we would.
Then there will be a, discussion of that sorry. Item. There will be a discussion of that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Jurczyk suggested that that we wouldn't complete this for less than $300,000. What is your sense of where we're at? Where does this 35 get us?
I think they're done. And I don't have any... I don't have any intention of sending them $300,000. They have told us that they've completed their work with the title company. You know, we've talked about whether the parks groups or others might sue over this. If parks groups do, then we'd have to think about litigation and who would defend that, whether it would be our office or outside counsel, as we always do. But...
wait a minute. Okay, maybe I don't understand. So,
I mean,
we believe we've got somebody who's going to issue a title policy now.
Yes.
We sell the land and they buy our policy, right? The buyer buys the.
It's all rolled up in the deal, but yeah.
Yeah.
Ask if you're going to give a warranty.
So who? Why would we be responsible for defending that title then? Isn't that the whole point of the title insurance? Or is
part of the title insurance policy? Let's see. I've sat and think about this. Part of the purchase price, part of the agreement might be to... I'm probably not remembering the details here, and I'm probably going to get myself in trouble, but... Mr. Whaley Smith is really the one to speak to this, but there were some, let's see, there was going to be a portion of the potential purchase price potentially would be set aside to cover litigation, and whether that would be part of the title insurance or not, I'm not sure. But that would all come to the board for approval. So.
Yeah, with more fees to catch.
As far, but on this issue... you know, Reinhardt is done on this issue, I think. It's not going to be $300,000. It's not coming back.
Is there any reason to believe that we're not going to get sued?
There is a reason to believe that we're not going to get sued, because I think that the solution that was ultimately achieved through the statutory change is both... it has the effect of getting a declaratory judgment. Probably took less time than a declaratory judgment, even though it took a couple of years. It's stronger than a declaratory judgment, and it gives a presumption to the current boundary line between the lake bed and the upland area that will be very hard for anybody else to overcome in court. The ability to challenge what is now in place is very, very difficult. The ability to challenge what was in place before was much easier. This really has solidified and clarified on a historical basis what needed to be clarified. So I think certainly the chances of a successful suit are much, much less.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Jersey?
You know, what we were just told... is we allowed our attorneys to go and change the burden of proof for a property that Milwaukee County owns, and that we are going to eventually be asked to give a warranty deed for. That warranty deed is not subject to the limited liability of counties. We already clarified that issue. So, first of all, I really think, from a public policy standpoint, as a fiduciary protector of the public trust, we just went and got a law firm to now put the burden of proof on Preserve Our Parks or some other public interest firm that cares very much about open and free access to the public body of water. I really think the board needs to understand what we're being asked to do, all for the super wealthy. These are going to be super wealthy condos. They've even taken the hotel out. This really gets me. I mean, it gets my German up, as Jerry Broderick would like to say. This is not the Irish part of me now. I think this is outrageous what's going on.
Well, I I disagree. I mean, I think a very likely outcome of the suit that you envisioned would have been that the Chicago Northwestern Railroad would own the Discovery World and Harbor House and McKinley Marina. And
when do we start talking about all that? It's the couture we were talking about.
No, I think that that would have been a likely outcome of the litigation. It would have reverted if, you know, if it was left unclarified. A court could have ruled that. So.
Such was spoken to during our meetings. Yeah, for what Mr. Barber said, such was spoken to as relates to the drawing of the line, the determination of the line. And I think that's why the state believed that it was very important to determine the line so that such would not happen, potentially would not happen.
I agree, Mr. Chairman.
That's what I remember.
I think maybe if you permit me a 30-second editorial, I think it's very important now that the state and the legislature has decreed that the line runs down the middle of Lincoln Drive and that everything to the lake side of that will be public property, you know, forever, and that it's going to stay public property, and that it can't quibble from that.
I think that was an interpretation of what the state was trying to do. That's what the state was trying to do, although I vehemently disagree with that.
So I understand we disagree about that, but that's my interpretation.
We have a motion to reject item 34. Supervisor Cullen? Oh, I saw your hand. No one else? Supervisor Haas, then we'll vote.
Mr. Chairman, not to belabor this, but what are the effects? So we vote no, we reject the contract. Let's say that goes through.
You vote aye to reject.
Okay. Thank you. So we vote aye to reject. Let's say that we all do that. Yay. Mm-hmm. Unity, we reject it. So then what, Reinhardt?
We've spoken.
Okay, what else?
We've spoken. The idea is we've spoken.
Okay.
And if our fellow supervisors agree with that, mm-hmm. It's on the record. That's what's happened. It was just on the record. Is that not the case?
That's the case, John.
Yes, sir. It's on the record. Anyone else? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
The motion before you is rejection. Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
No.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Roma West, I don't know. Sorry. We're voting on rejection.
We're voting to
yay
reject.
Yay is reject.
And
the motion is to reject.
Aye.
No to aye.
Right.
Thank you.
No.
Bowen?
No.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to recommend item number 34 for rejection prevails.